I tell you what, it's a brand new thing for me. I'm used to having my guest for Our Town in the studio with me, but you know, with the social distancing and all the executive orders that have come down and are doing, we're doing our part to make sure that everybody stays safe and save lives. On the phone with me now, or via Skype, is Aaron Reynolds, city manager, and Joe Henry, our city's mayor. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, George. It's as you say, it's great to be learning some new technology here. I like this Skype.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Thanks for hosting us.
So let's start, if you don't mind, let's start on a personal nature. What have each of you had to do differently, not necessarily in work-related, but in family and stuff-related? Aaron, what have you found yourself doing differently in these last couple of weeks?
Well, first of all, I am, along with everyone else, transitioning to understanding what stay-at-home to save lives means. And of course, that's only been in effect for a little over a week at the time of this recording. And before that, we were all doing the things personally and professionally to transition to have a less contact physically with the outside world in our work life and personal lives. So personally, I now have a child that was in seventh grade going to school every day, now at home, and learning and adjusting to his school schedule, keeping him physically active and engaged, while I have now started also working remotely from home, and then also a college-age student who is also all online now and able to be at home with us again when she had just moved out, you know, 6 months prior, and a husband who's work is lessening due to the emergency, and also planning to bring a new child into the world. So we've had a lot of changes personally, and while at the same time working some of the longest, hardest, most overwhelming days in the last several weeks as we've been gearing up and planning and preparing for what this new era looks like.
Now, Mayor Henry, obviously, you don't have the, I don't want to say difficulties, because I'm sure Aaron wouldn't look at it that way, but you don't have the responsibilities of having kids coming home, right? You're a little bit different.
None of those. It's just Pam and I here finding a lot about our relationship that we really like, and it's kind of just like a little honeymoon here. We're hanging around, doing some exercise, playing cards, watching movies, doing our Bible studies. So it's just a whole different life. All of my commitments for the next, at least foreseeable future, have pretty much been canceled in terms of meetings, speeches, other things that I do as mayor. In my other life, I'm in the mortgage business, and that has taken some very interesting twists just in the last few weeks. And I'm afraid it's going to get much worse, despite the fact that the Fed's lowered the interest rate to technically zero. Mortgage rates have taken a healthy increase to where it's taking some people out of the market. I'm afraid it's going to affect our local housing market. So that's been a challenge. Things are slowing down in all aspects of that business. So it takes more hours to do the same thing. But overall, we're keeping a positive. I'm very heartbroken about what's happening in our community in terms of our local residents, our businesses. And I think that we all are going to have to do our part to do everything we can do for our community.
So as city officials now, what have you learned about this that you can translate into information to the general public? I mean, as far as, you know, you still have to go to the grocery store, you still have to do certain things. What, as city officials, have you learned that you can share with us? Aaron, you want to go first?
Sure. Thank you for helping us guide this conversation and not talk over each other. So the very, very first thing I'd say is lots and lots of new technology, or maybe even technology that I was somewhat comfortable with, and learning how to bring it to maybe my professional life and then help teach and guide others as well. So technology, and I just really encourage people out there, if you haven't had a chance to explore maybe some social media platforms, Well, I know a lot of times we give that a lot of bad, give it a bad reputation for social media. It has proven very beneficial to get timely updates out and in good soundbite forms. You just have to, as always, just like if you were taking it from the radio, TV, or internet website, take it from reliable and reputable sources. So I know we sound like a broken record, but it's really important to make sure when you get information that you're either getting it from a trusted source like, you know, the radio or the newspaper, who are also taking it from CDC, OHA, whether it's the governor's office or Lane County's Emergency Operations Center or from the city of Florence's COVID page. We just really encourage people to check there for first and become informed and educated. This is an individual by individual battle. That's another thing I've really learned. It's super important that each one of us realizes we play a role. And I think Mayor Henry will probably talk about that a little bit more. And then from there, just realize we're just a part of a big system in this. This is not just a Florence or Lane County specific disaster. I started talking about it like as in terms of a family. So as a family goes, you have your great grandparents, which is the federal government. You have your grandparents, which is the state. You have the parents, which is Lane County. And then you have the child, who is us, Florence, or whatever your local city is. And we all have a role to play. And sometimes that's doing the work on the ground, and sometimes that's just following the orders. And then the other aspect of this isn't a truly limited to a physical disaster. This is a public health crisis in which Lane County and the state of Oregon are the lead. And then it's also an economic crisis, a social crisis. And again, we all play varying roles in our family as we work together to fight this battle.
Now, Mayor, I'm sure you'd want to echo a lot of those sentiments, but add your own little spin on this, on how what is, as a city official, what you've learned that you would like to share with the public regarding this.
I think I've learned that that despite this shutdown and staying at home, that we as a city government can still go a long way toward providing the essential services and putting people together with the resources that they need to have, and continuing to communicate the message that despite, I know it seems like this is very difficult at times, but I think it's a small price to pay considering the devastation that could occur if something similar to New York City happened here in our community. So I think it's imperative that all residents stay home now, regardless of the areas where tests are positive. We shouldn't just be waiting until there's a positive case here in town to prepare.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think it's, I was going to say, I think it's our media, especially our radio station, is doing a great job of communicating out and getting the word out. Our staff has worked countless hours with our emergency response group to get them coordinated. So I think that many resources, I think our, despite what you hear, I think our federal government is doing a good job. I think our state government is doing a good job. I'm really disappointed in the wrangling and fighting that goes on at all levels between and the varying different opinions about that. I think we're all in this together as a team, and I think that many, many resources are being committed. We just have to follow the guidelines, stay home, keep that virus from spreading, and I think that's really what I've learned out of this, is that we're going to get through this and we can carry on even though we are confined and doing a lot of things just as we're doing right now electronically.
Now, Aaron, you had meant, well, the mayor just mentioned, talked about resources. And one of the things, you know, we call ourselves a city in motion, and we have to stay in motion even during these times when, you know, we're shut in. And for me, the worst part is the social aspect, to more than anything else. But even so, the city has to keep operating. Tell me a little bit about city services and what's happening with them.
So first of all, I know we normally traditionally think of essential services as food and police and ambulance and fire and that sort of thing, which of course, as a city, we do operate the Florence Police Department as well as the jail and our 911 dispatch. So of course, those are in operation, but every single aspect of our organization supports our critical services for utilities and planning and building. And all of us are still working. We're either working remotely, working modified shifts to keep that social distancing, or working our normal shifts, as in police and dispatch, because that is a show that must go on 24/7. So every single bit of our operation has been looked at and evaluated over the last several weeks. And of course, it's still evolving on what that looks like to provide as many services as possible virtually. So we're doing what we're doing. I normally come into your office and talk on the radio in the recording room, and now I'm in my home office doing it by Skype. And you just take that same example times a million on every other aspect of what we do, and that's what we're doing. One thing I really wanted to highlight is, even though City Hall and all of our facilities are closed physically to the public, we're still very much open virtually. So of course the website ci.florence.or.us is going to be a great portal to contacting us if you don't already have our email or phone numbers. We are checking voicemails, so we're just encouraging people to leave a voicemail if you need to call in to city services, and you will get a response that way. And then really wanted to highlight our planning and building department. One of the important aspects of the governor's orders was to keep Oregon moving as much as possible during this time, and realizing that we went into this crisis with needing more housing, and we need to keep building going. And so right now our building department is open. Again, it's all electronic, whether it's online or over the phone. And I'm just really proud of our staff for meeting all the required timelines for inspections and getting permits closed out. But everything's being done, if it's being done physically with that social distancing of 6 feet or greater. And I'm just proud of that effort happening. And then on another note, we'll talk probably a little bit more in another second about how we're doing public meetings and some ideas we have coming around our business community during this crisis and as we recover.
Well, I'm going to back up a little bit and go back, because a little personal testimony is here. I'm remodeling this house in Old Town, and I needed some inspections done to get my final inspections done. And, you know, made the call, set the appointment. They came out, got it all done. And so, you know, I mean, things can still go. And that's the one thing I think that, you know, when everything's going right, you know, I think when you think of essential services, when everything's going right, I think of food. That's my essential services. I don't worry about the police and the fire and all that, because it's kind of like you know they're there. But now at this time, you know that you really have to depend on them were something to happen like this. Mayor, certainly you understand that, right?
Well, you mentioned one of your concerns. I think you said food.
Yeah, that's my main concern.
Well, kind of in response to that, I have heard, and I know Aaron has heard from some of our community members about concerns over supplies at grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to understand that this is not unique to Florence, and it's an experience across the country and all over the world. We reached out to our local grocery stores for additional information, and they tell us they're working to restock shelves, but the issue is that warehouses are having difficulty keeping up with the increased demand. Panic shopping has increased demand way beyond what's necessary on a regular basis. And that's basically created the need to limit certain items per shopper, which I feel we should have done early on in this crisis.
Right.
So, you know, how can the public help? Don't panic. we're going to get through this. Don't hoard, buy more than you need and hoard this stuff. All of our community members need access to these items. I would encourage our grocery stores to impose limits per person on the things that we're having trouble stocking.
Everything but wine.
As part of, well, just one other thing, as part of a response to this, some of these requests, Fred Meyer and Safeway are going to offer special hours for seniors and other high-risk populations. And they are Safeway Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to 9, and Fred Meyer Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m., by the way.
And that's
something that we've provided to our community as a response.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people who believe in preparing for disasters, and they're real good at doing it when there's not a situation like this. I think this might be a lesson for other folks, you know, is to, if you want a few extra things, if you want to feel a little safer, stock up when it's not an emergency time.
Another aspect of this emergency is obviously, again, it's not localized to Florence, and it's also going on much longer than a normal physical disaster takes. And so this is a very prolonged marathon we have entered, as many are calling it. And so lessons we've learned early on in these first several weeks of the initial shock and panic, I hope will be learned, and we can put into place some better practices. So along those lines of grocery stores, a couple of things it makes me start to think about and want to talk about is the PPE, which is the personal protective equipment. And so along with the governor's orders came a very strict demand that certain supplies that, of course, are our daily supplies on a normal basis, be left for those first responders in healthcare and on the streets. And so there are going to just be some things that you're just not going to see in the stores, like hand sanitizer. If they're there, it's going to be very rare because that needs to go to the first responders, just like the masks, the gowns, the gloves. And so there's been a call out for donations that we have shared on our social media, our website, and has been broadcasted on media for donations. And I just really encourage people to take a look at what they have in their business that's not operating right now or in their homes. And if there's something you can do to provide, we will graciously accept those donations on behalf of the Florence and the greater West Lane community. And that's happening at Public Works, the City of Florence Public Works building on Kingwood Street. And you actually enter from the 27th Street entrance in the back warehouse area, and somebody will come out and help you.
Yeah, and that's from what, 10 till 2 daily, Monday through Friday?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Quickly, to wrap up here, is there anything else that you guys want to touch on? Aaron, I know you'll be on in a little bit with Chief Schick and Chief Tom Turner, so we'll do more of that kind of information in a little bit. But anything on a level for the residents there you might want to touch on, Mayor Henry, anything real quick?
Well, I would just encourage, even though it's difficult, and to stay home and stay healthy. It's okay to go out and go for a walk in your neighborhood, but it's not okay to go to the beach and congregate. Staying far away as you can from people is very important. I just want to reiterate that importance. Try to stay informed through our local official sources and remain the caring and compassionate community that I know that we are. And I, again, ask God to bless the Florence community.
All right. Aaron, how about you? Anything, any last comments before we move on?
If you need to get in touch with us at the City of Florence, we are here. It just may be delayed, and it may be in a different manner than you're used to. But we thank our community for their patience as we walk this journey through this crisis with you. And I look forward to coming out on the other side of this, whenever that is. Please stay safe, be healthy, try to be active. And a huge thank you again to our city leaders, our elected officials, healthcare providers, and just all the other heroes that are out there on the front lines. Know you are seen, know you are appreciated, and we're doing everything we can as a city and as individuals to play our part in this crisis. So thank you, everyone.
And I know if we can be patient, we will be stronger on the other side. I appreciate you both being here. City Manager Aaron Reynolds, Mayor Joe Henry, and Aaron, we'll talk with you and the Chiefs in just a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Next on Our Town, Ron Green, President and CEO of Oregon Pacific Bank, will talk the CARES Act and how if you have a business, you can benefit.